quote from Nancy Vaughn. I hope you live a long time. Please be seated. It was a Sunday afternoon, spring of 2016. I was at the home of another parishioner, Robin Mathias, who was in hospice care at the time. I had a wonderful hour, maybe two, talking about scripture, at which point I asked Robin if she wanted anyone to visit. She said, without missing a beat, Nancy. She didn't say a last name, but I knew exactly who she was talking about. As I left the house, I pulled out my phone and dialed the Vaughns, and Nancy answered the phone. I told her that Robin wanted to see her, and without a moment hesitation, Nancy told me that she'd been thinking about Robin and wondered about seeing her. I learned later that Nancy and Robert came over shortly thereafter to spend a couple of hours with Robin on one of her last best days. The thing about Nancy was that she was that to so many people. With the blink of her eyes, or as she threw back her head with a laugh, or she let her inquisitive spirit fill a room, Nancy broke down the walls that separate all of us. Instead, she built bridges, buoyed by a spirit that never seemed to be diminished. Whether she was spending time with her grandchildren, or sorting rummage in the stairwell of the parking garage, where she sang a favorite hymn, or looked out for someone, maybe someone you hadn't even noticed, someone who needed a boost. Nancy was never diminished. One of her ministries here at St. Patrick's, of which there were many, choir, Bible study, rummage sale, vestry, Sunday school teacher, reader, Eucharistic minister. But one of them that sticks out to me was when she was at the bedside of those who were homebound. Nancy carried this communion kit from St. Patrick's to those who couldn't be here. And she brought back stories and left a little part of herself along the way. And for each of those visits, she shared the love of God with those who needed it most, who needed it at that very moment. Just over a week ago, I visited Nancy at Sibley Hospital. She had just decided with Robert that it was the right step to go into hospice. I came almost immediately after a group of her friends had gathered in our chapel for healing prayers. I brought the extra bread and wine from that very celebration in the same communion kit that Nancy had taken to all of those bedsides over the many years. It turned out that she couldn't take communion at that time, but she did see this kit, and she pointed at it, and she whispered, "I know that." And she smiled, knowing how it connected her with all those she met along the way. I pulled the healing oil out and I anointed her head and laid my hands upon her while praying that God would make her whole. And she smiled. If there is a theme in today's lesson, it's to not lose heart. It is to know that death is not the end. As much as Nancy loved life, there is no doubt that she loved every moment of it. Death for her was not the worst thing. Much worse for her was not living life fully, without living life with integrity. That is the lesson Jesus taught his disciples as he made the journey to the cross. Jesus taught them and taught us to keep his love stretched out into the world in a way to keep God's peace expanding to all people. Not the peace that we talk about, not the cessation of war. The peace that calms our hearts in the knowledge that everyone is loved. That message of uncompromising love is the cornerstone of the gospel. And when we accept it, we live life differently. So when Nancy told Robert, knowing that her earthly pilgrimage was coming to an end, that she hoped that he lived a long time, it wasn't about just living. It was about living differently. It was about living in love. That love made her living so much more. It endeared her with everyone she met, even if they didn't know her name, even if she didn't know their name. She looked at everyone in love and respected them for their infinite value. That is living. And that was her wish for you. So as she said to Robert, I am confident she would say to all of you, I hope you live a long time. Amen.